Indeed, portions of the camp have been demolished, but not by central government, nor by my assembly or the county, in your case, that I represent. It is being done by the chiefs who released that land during the Liberian crisis for the resettlement of those refugees here. And apparently, somewhere 2010, the refugee board and UNHCR officially closed down the place. So the chiefs have since that time have been agitating for government to demolish or close down the place, officially pull down the structures to make way for them to be able to get access to use their land, because Bujumbura is now a prime area, having washed their hands off the place by the UNHCR and Refugee Board since 2010. The chiefs have been pestering government to pull down the structures and get rid of the illegal activities that goes on there. Frankly, Bujumbura has now become a haven for all sort of nationals. Togolese, Burkinabes, Ivorians, I mean, talk of any other place. And criminals have taken over the place since it was closed down, 2010. In fact, last 2021, government officially from the Jubilee House, the seat of presidency, they gave me a letter to start the process of demolishing the place. 2 days to the date, it was halted because Liberian Foreign Affairs and high-powered delegation paid a visit to the Ghana government. And so they planned to postpone the thing small for certain repatriation and those things to be done. Unfortunately, since that time till date, we keep assuring the chiefs. So the chiefs, just out of the blue, decided that they can't wait for us anymore. So it was they themselves that took it upon themselves to pull down certain places to create a market, because there is a construction that is happening on the same stretch of the road. So the people say they wanted a place to do a market to resettle their women from selling around the roadside. That notwithstanding, we brought it to the attention of the Regional Security Council, who invited myself, the chiefs, and then Refugee Board representative. We sat over the matter. And at least we managed to appeal to the chiefs to exercise some restraint. So as I speak, the demolition has halted, even though the chiefs have threatened and have actually given government that 1 month ultimatum, that if they don't hear anything, they will resume.
It's so good to talk with you. I appreciate very much.
I'm so grateful too.